We are rolling along here. The 1320 WILS Capital City Recap on this Monday. A new study out of the University of Michigan looking at the impact of expanding Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act on our hospitals, and it's been a very significant one. Thomas Buchmuller is with us. Thomas Buchmuller, he is one of the leaders of this new analysis, professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. Tom Buchmuller, Tom, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this now you looked at just Michigan hospitals, right?
That's right. Yeah,
and because we have two here in Lansing, Sparrow and McLaren. Were they part of the analysis too?
They would be part of the analysis. The report was mandated by the legislature with the bill that brought us Healthy Michigan, and this is the third report that we've done. And so in the back of each report, we have an appendix where you can find each hospital and find out what their uncompensated care was in dollars and as a percentage of their expenses in subsequent fiscal years.
Yeah, because we're talking about uncompensated care. Now, what is that exactly?
So there's two forms of uncompensated care. There's charity care, which would be when somebody comes in uninsured to the hospital, and it's clear that they aren't able to pay their bill, and the hospital writes it off right away. There's also bad debt, which would happen if the person is asked to pay, but ultimately can't do so.
Okay. And how much was that costing our hospitals?
So we, in our baseline report, this is data that hospitals supply to the state Medicaid program. We came up with a figure of a little over $1 billion a year.
Wow. For all the hospitals in Michigan?
For all the hospitals in Michigan, yeah. Okay. So it works out to something like about, on average, $7 million per hospital per year.
Is that a big part of their budget then? Or?
It's about 5% of hospital expenditures. And again, that was the baseline figure for fiscal year 2013. The Healthy Michigan plan went into effect in April of 2014. So last year, we did the report using data from fiscal year 2014. But for most hospitals, there wasn't really much post-Healthy Michigan experience. So this year's report was the first one where we actually had data for 2015, not for all hospitals, but for most hospitals. And so there we found that the uncompensated care expenditures fell from about 5% of hospital expenditures on average to a little less than 3%.
Oh, really? Okay. Is that significant then?
It's very significant, yeah. You know, the total change was about between 40 and 50% of hospital expenditures.
Okay. And then do we know what hospitals are doing with this extra money now?
You know, it helps their bottom line. And certainly, hospitals are kind of a low margin business. So, you know, a lot of hospitals are right around break even every year. So it puts them over that. Hospitals have a requirement, nonprofit hospitals, to provide certain community benefits. So, it's likely that, you know, some of this, additional revenue will make it possible to do more of that.
Yeah, in your studies, has the Affordable Care Act, has that been beneficial to hospitals across the board then?
Yeah, in fact, we've done some other work using national data. We did some work using discharge data, which is on the number of patients. And there you see hospitals that implemented the Medicaid expansion saw a really significant decline in the number of uninsured patients and a corresponding increase in Medicaid patients. Mm-hmm. You don't see much going on in states that didn't do the expansion, even though private insurance coverage increased. And then when we looked at this type of hospital financial data for a national set of hospitals, we found results that are fairly comparable in other states, other expansion states.
I see. Doesn't really affect the cost of things. It just saves the hospital some money. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, I mean, so this is largely care for people that are coming in emergency type situations. So the hospital has to treat them either way. So previously, if somebody came in the ambulance and they're uninsured, the hospital would have to provide the care but wouldn't get paid. So this just gets them compensated for that care.
Really? But still, even now with the Affordable Care Act in place and the expansion, they're still having to pay for people that are uninsured now, you're saying?
Yeah, so we haven't gotten to 100% coverage in Michigan. I think The uninsured rate is now between 5% and 7%. So there's still some people that haven't been reached by Healthy Michigan. Mm-hmm. And then we also know that a lot of people with private insurance nowadays have are in high deductible plans. So they have insurance, but when they go to the hospital, they're left with a pretty sizable bill. And that ends up being bad debt, which is still an issue for hospitals.
Thomas Buckmueller, a professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. I wanted to get your take. We just have a couple of minutes, but I don't know if you saw the news. President Donald Trump, another executive order today, big one actually for businesses, signing. He's aiming to cut regulations on small businesses. He says for government agencies, if they request a new regulation, they need to identify two they will cut. Is that a good step, you think, for small businesses out there?
So now you're getting me both sort of away from my expertise and haven't had a chance to read much about that. So okay. I probably should pass.
Just wanted to take a shot at that. Yeah, okay, excellent. Thomas Buckmueller, University of Michigan Ross School of Business. Again, the study looking at the hospitals here in Michigan. Are you going to be doing more analysis of the hospitals? Or?
We will be doing more analysis. We'd like to dig a little bit deeper. I mean, you asked about a couple of specific hospitals. We'd like to be able to say a little more about how this varied across different markets and different types of hospitals, and then also extending the analysis to national data.
Yeah, you think all these benefits will disappear then if once the Affordable Care Act is repealed?
You know, there's a lot of different plans that have been discussed. Certainly a repeal of the Medicaid expansion or a shift to block grants, which would probably be a bad thing for the Medicaid program. Both of those would reverse some of these gains.
Okay. Well, that's just how it is. Thomas Buckmueller, again, University of Michigan Ross School of Business professor. Tom, it's been great. Thank you very much.
Yep, good talking to you.
6:29. When we come back, we're going to get into the refugee story. We're going to talk to a man that spent years now reporting, researching the refugee issue here in Michigan and across the country. He's going to give us his take on the executive order, the one that bans Syrian refugees specifically, whether that's inhumane or whether that's the right thing to do. Michael Patrick Leahy will be here. Also, we will get into this incredible story of GM and Honda teaming up to work on hydrogen fuel cell technology. This is huge, and we're going to hear from the world's top expert on this technology. He's going to tell us just how big it's going to be and when it's going to really be everywhere. Right now, it's basically just in California, but it's coming our way soon. That's all next here on 1320 WILS.